Blog Talk Radio.
Your attention. It's fucking Tuesday. Tomorrow's goddamn Wednesday. Usually I take Tuesdays off, but after reading all this shit today, so I have a little something that I wanted to play on my show. I'm already getting people writing me because I'm on the you now. Right on the chat with four. I'm gonna go on. So we had a fucking dude go to some people's houses because God told him to, and he shot everybody in the house, including children and a dog. Good job. Good job, military. Y'all treat your vets so well. Someone with a serious, serious fucking mental illness shouldn't have had access to firearms, shouldn't have been able to even get anywhere far. And then the police didn't kill him. I'm sorry, but Philando Castile, there's so many people who were just minding their own business driving a car and who were murdered for a simple traffic stop. So, I really, 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 after seeing, like, today especially, this girl told some kids that go to her school basically to stop fucking with her. So instead of just dealing with it and dealing with their little butthurt feelings, they dumped her, like, 20 to 1, and beat the shit out of her. And, of course, there was someone there to record it. So I watched Serial Mom tonight before my Zoom meeting with my teacher. And, you know, I realize, no wonder we are who we are. I mean, we've always been this way. We've always been like this. This is, we just kind of put some wrapping on it and said, Jesus! There you go, put a cross on it. That'll make it better. Yeah, I know. The lynching on Sunday afternoons after church was as normal as baseball games and apple pies, okay? Shut the fuck up. So we recorded this shit. We're not doing anything about it. We'll record you getting the shit beat out of you, but we're not going to do anything about it. You know why? Because we see it as entertainment, i.e. Serial Mom. I was like, what? Kathleen, phenomenal actress. And Ricky Lake was so young. And what is his name? Matthew Lillard is in it. Wow. And I'm like, yeah, she caught that dude on fire on the stage, and there's a band going called the, what was they called? The Camel Lips. I mean, they had some, might as well put lipstick down there. It looked like Homer Lips. But yeah, they were called the Camel Lips. And they just like were cool with, and everybody was cool with them. I mean, you know, moshing and all that. That's to be expected at a rock concert. But, you know, I was like, yeah. And then I realized, oh, that's why we are where we are in 2020, where teachers are being trained to do triage during a school shooting. And you know what they're being told? And you can look this up. They're being told to assess the kids. If a kid's been shot in the chest, don't even bother messing with. Leave them there because they're probably going to die anyway. So you don't let teachers teach how they know and are an expert at teaching. That's what they fucking went to school for, went into all this debt to get low pay and talked down to and limited. They're now being trained to triage students that have been wounded in a shooting. What? No. Shit, I had to go to my daughter's school today because her bus didn't bring her home. America. That's America with three Ks, not C-A. There is no love like Christian hate. And that's Christian with three Ks, not C-H. I mean, you know, are you regular Jesus, old school Jesus, or are you outright Jesus? Like, which Jesus? You have to ask that question now. Like, I'm sorry, but Jesus didn't die for your sins, and he definitely wasn't someone who liked rich people and all that stuff. He hated the rich and the church. He fucking hated them. Anyway, so we're too dumb to do anything about it. So anyhow, Mr. Abbott, another piece of shit, much like my governor, who's also a piece of trash, who I'm holding responsible for giving my family COVID. And we're going to keep getting it, apparently. And then there's a new one. And also the test that we were taking. Yeah. I'm in Florida. So I have DeSantis. Ah, I'm under Ocala. So, yeah, then you know. I'm hearing so many things. I have fans that are on Instagram from here, and they're like, oh, well, I can't work because I won't get the shot. Get the motherfucking shot. This is why I was going into med school. I was going to sign that line and go into way more debt than I'm in now, and I won 17 grand. So you're the reason why I'm not going to be a nurse. Because there's no fucking reason to be one. You're too dumb to understand what's good for you, what's necessary. And that ivermectin, good thing is, it's going to make you fucking sterile. It's really not, you don't do that. You know, the CDC came out today saying that viper venom is going to be something that they look into for dealing with COVID. Can you imagine how many Republitards are going to get bitten by snakes now? Science is for reasons. This is why we got rid of polio. Literally. Do you think when they had to turn all their lights off, when they were being bombed over there, you know, England and whatnot, when we're going through wars and whatnot, they're dropping bombs. They had to turn their fucking lights off, you morons. What do you think one of any of them protested this? No. They did what was necessary for the goddamn country. Just like when polio happened, you idiot. Smallpox? Jesus Christ. This is why I'm in cybersecurity, because I'll do more than I ever will, thank you, than I ever will in the medical field, because y'all are dumb. My daughter brought home that shit, and I make that kid wear a fucking mask, and I go to her school today, well, pretty, why aren't you wearing your mask? I'm like, honey, put your mask on, put it on. And, you know, the teacher's like, yeah, she keeps pulling it off. Dude, put it back on. I think the Mayan calendar was exactly about that. I think after 2012, we stopped caring about shit. I mean, I went to 7 days in school. It was torture. Okay, first off. Secondly, why'd she turn off my light? My mom's not thinking. Hold on. Oh, yeah. I'm in Mount Dora. So, you know, and it's a very small town. If you've been around this way, then you will probably know that. We literally, it is, except a shit, my daughter's school, like, literally had to be locked down because of COVID. We just came out of COVID. This is our first day back today. And then I come into her school because the bus did not take her to home. I'm sitting outside. I'm like, okay, it's like 28 on the 3rd. So let's start making calls. So I get ready to call. They call me. And I'm like, yeah, she's here. And I'm like, okay. So I did take her to school this morning. But it's really, they are never on time. So depending on if I can get her out of bed and successfully out the door. Otherwise, I got to walk her over or drive her over because we live next door to the school. But they're not, when she told me that this was happening and they were exposed, they did not know for fucking 2 weeks almost. I gave this shit to the fucking CPS lady, my counselor. Thank you. If we did not get the vaccine, if I wasn't vaccinated, I would not be alive right now. Now, before the pandemic truly hit us, I had a touch of that shit. Before we even knew this shit was happening. I still have no taste or smell. It took 4 months to get out of us. This time, yeah, we had symptoms. Yeah, it sucked. We're still not 100%. So my daughter's not vaccinated. I don't know how the fuck she made it out this shit. And the test here now, I'm seeing it like they have the Delta one is separate. So no wonder. When they were testing us and they were like, well, we can't really, but everything's pointing towards that she has Delta. So we quarantined, all this stuff. We all got sick. But this could have been way worse. I could have lost my entire family. My daughter could have been like an orphan. So people, take your fucking vaccine, man. Like, I'm so glad I got out of nursing in time to switch my major because why? Why does anybody deserve to throw themselves through this shit? And it is hard, you guys. It's not easy at all. Dude, fucking just studying for the test, the T's, I felt dumb. But I know advanced math. So I do AP math, and this is stupid. Yeah. And you know what's so crazy about that? Here's the fucked up part. We've had that many deaths. But we didn't even make a fucking dent. And here's the problem, guys. The only reason that they want to push people to have babies, even though they're literally culling us right now, is they have to have a workforce that will continue to cast their vote a certain way. And if your vote didn't matter, they wouldn't be doing everything they can to stop it. So, yeah, we need to stop listening because I thought this too. But see where you want to really... vote is your local election. You want to keep people like DeSantis, Abbott, Trump, if you're not a piece of shit, out of office, dark fucking assholes who made their fucking way up the ladder, starting with seats in the town hall and stuff like that, they start here at home in town. So if you pay attention, they start off at sheriff. Yeah, we do not. And then, you know, it really pisses me off. I was not prepared when I went to go vote. I was like, I'm going to vote for the president. I know who I'm going to vote for. No, you don't just vote for a president and then you're out. You have to make a lot of fucking other decisions, judges, sheriffs, and a bunch of other things. And they don't tell you, well, this is a rep or this is a Democrat. So you're doing like what me and my mom did. We're like, okay, last name. Where's your last name from? Okay, so I do too. I would take his fucking cokehead partying ass over anybody else. It is what it is. Fucking Matt Gaetz should be in motherfucking jail. He had sex parties with teenagers and they fucking, oh, we were just high on cocaine, just casually. The same people that make up laws to put people in jail for, they do. And then even when they get caught, like raping kids, which is serious. I have an episode on that. I read off a list in detail of every Democrat and every Republican who is still fucking in office right now and holding it to our rapists, to our child traffickers. Well, yeah, it was after he lost, and that was his business. He was partying. So everyone does it. More people do cocaine than you think. Fuck, I knew a teacher who was fucking making meth in her basement. And she was a great fucking teacher, and she, like, sold pot and shit. And she was a great fucking teacher, and she gave back to the community. More people do drugs than you think. No drug is really a bad drug, if you ask me, unless it's, like, you know, really bad, like crocodile, if you will. Because that's, like, that's not real stuff. That's not derived from anything natural, and that's completely chem. That's a designer that's just all wrong. So stuff like that, Flocka. I think those are really bad drugs and nobody should be doing those designers because a lot of people don't understand what the motherfucking designer is. You don't know what's in all that shit. Here's the problem. Two wings on the same bird. It doesn't matter who's president. Bombs will still fall. People will still die. We'll still starve. Kids will still get fucked by adults. The boyfriend law will still not be put on the table. Women's rights are still being pushed back 50 years plus. In Texas, you can have as many guns as you want, but a girl can not have more than 6 dildos. A man can produce over 2,000 pregnancies a month if he so chose and walk away from all of them. But a woman who can only get pregnant once a year, even if she went to bed with 2,000 men a month, we'll get stuck with a baby no matter what. Because white power. I pay more taxes on my fucking tampon than men do for their fucking Viagra. You know what? We can legally take someone off. We could have, yes. And you know what was sad about that? And my mom dated her brother. He died recently, I think last year. My mom dated her brother. The problem is that everyone can believe a lie about a woman instead of facts that are blatantly there about a man. Here's the thing, guys. All this shit that Trump rolled out, a lot of people don't even realize. Like, I actually write all this stuff on my show last year. Everything that he rolled out was already, like, being made. And the pavers, if you will, were being paved and laid. He just had to walk that shit. He just had to be like, yes, we'll do this. Because it takes years to roll back. It's just too much. How do you ruin someone's fucking whole presidency by leaving them a mess? You don't get to get, oh, yeah. And even right now, You know, we left more people in Vietnam when the Tet Offensive happened than we did this time. And, you know, Syria was fucked up, what we did. But, of course, Mr. Orange Cheeto and Cheese handed over our motherfucking shit to Daddy P. I would rather live next to an immigrant who crossed a fucking river and insane temperatures and the wild to take their family away from that shit that they were going through, rather than Oathkeeper Steve, who looks like he's part of Meal Team fucking six, okay? Doesn't know what the fuck anything means and can't be bothered to look it up. The other issue is, oh, absolutely, absolutely, and he set those guys free, and now look what happened. So all of this stuff is on purpose, and it really keeps everyone busy and divided and stupid. So don't be dumb. Stop listening to the TV. Pick up a book and read it. In fact, if you want good facts, don't even bother with online. Go to your local library. It's amazing. There are these places with all this information. You can even find newspaper clippings that were classified and shit like that are now declassified. There are so many ways to get the correct knowledge, because if you live in a blue town, like I live in a blue town, but because of the Republicans that do reside here a little bit, and there are some really crazy ones that live around here, because this is Lake County, you know, they're doing their hardest to spread this shit and just be uncooperative, and they're really, like, jamming up our hospitals. But all of this is on purpose. Keep you dumb, keep you sick, and keep you poor. Because, you know, rich people have to make their money off of us. And also, there's no money in cures, so stop listening to doctors. Now, cancer, I know. Weed. Wait. Now, it doesn't cure my mother's shit. She needs fucking pain pills. That's what she's been doing her whole life. And they took them away from her. My mom, like, is, when it comes time, she's going to go to Oregon and get assisted death. I don't know if Bernie was our only hope. Bernie has been fucking jamming his fist up the man's ass for as longer than I've been a tickle in my daddy's nutsack and living. So, you know, Bernie Sanders truly is that idea that will never die. He is not just a man. He's a person who has this idea, and he has completely surged himself and interjected these ideas and planted these seeds. Now, what we're seeing here, and I want, we will. And the thing is, the reason why we're going to be more progressive is because all the old people are fucking dying, because a lot of them didn't get their fucking shot and believed the moron. So the silver lining is less Republican voters. But the problem is that our earth is not doing so great. So we don't have really that. We're out of time. The world is ending, you know, if you don't know. It's over, basically. Now it's just we're coasting to that finish line of where, when, and how it should be. When I was growing up, I constantly saw posters of shit like save the trees and you know, blah, blah, this and save the environment. Now I'm told that I'm stupid or I'm a liberal. And I'm like, do you even know what liberal means? Because that's not a person, you dumb fuck. So, idiot, if you haven't been watching the weather, and right now we have a blob that just happened. Did you see the blob, guys? Did you see the blob on TV today? I don't watch TV that much, but I did catch the Weather Channel. So we've watched vents open up in the Gulf of Mexico and fart out blobs of weather. I've been to Duval. I actually was in Jacksonville for my, how old am I? I'm 37 in October. God, I think I was turning 35, 34? Yeah, me and my mom went up there for a Lords of Acid concert. Awesome. Nice. I'll be 37 in some weeks, and it's going to suck because, you know, Trump's ruined everything. He's ruined Halloween, shopping, eating out, everything. He's ruined. How do you ruin everything at one time? Fuck! No, no. I'm 37. I'm born in 84. I'm just a vampire, and I've lived a very long time. My body's 37. Yeah, I'll be 37 in October. So, you know, down here where I live, we have a lot of poor people now that were, like, you know, making it before the pandemic. My lake cares. We have billionaires that are actually feeding the town. Yeah, you know what? Me too. I've been, like, really angry, and I've lost longtime comrades who are currently out in battle right now, who are fucking black. How do you fucking sit there and be like, yeah, if I go out here and die, you're just going to blame Trump? It is his fault. Yeah, they don't. They really don't, because people your age are super depressed right now. When you realize what's really going on, your brain will be like, okay, I want out of here. And that's why people try and kill themselves. But we seem so happy. But we hate it here. I hate it here. I want off. Stop the planet. I want off. So, that being said, the reason why we are the way we are, and I'm going to tell you why. And I said this the other day, but I feel like, you know, it could be said again. So, Hitler, right? We didn't really beat the Third Reich. They just went into hiding. So they went to Argentina and, you know, South American towns, and they had little sects. So there's whole German towns who are Nazis, hate Jews, and literally are sweeping the country with this propaganda, which also has a lot to do with Russia as well. Like January 6th, that happened. Russia propaganda has everything to do with that. The QAnon bullshit, all of that. Basically, what they've done was they stuck a little bit of outright into every establishment corner of everything that you possibly could do. So our churches, our police, our prisoner and keepers, our senators, our judges, you name it, they've infiltrated it. So literally. So not only that, but now we had things called memes, right? So we got these young minds that are very impressionable. So what they did was they made memes that kind of make fun of stuff that would seem like triggered, the word triggered. If you hear your young son saying the word triggered or scoffing off at somebody having bad things done to them or not showing any sort of empathy towards other beings or just kind of hating women or immigrants or gays, because this is the attitude that they get after. And just like what happened to that girl today, she told these boys she didn't want nothing to do with them, stop messing with her, and they beat the shit out of her. Why is that? Because we have media that flows through every device that we have that's easily accessed. Facebook did nothing. Did fucking nothing. I will get banned on Facebook for calling out white supremacy and bringing up facts, literal facts, which can be cited from actual factual sites that are historic. Thank you very much. And I'll get thrown in jail over it. But we got people over here putting out these memes, starting these seeds in these young people's minds. Well, of course we were, but here's the thing. They're infiltrating young white males, creating a stigma where they're hating women, for them getting in trouble for not being sensitive about stuff that shouldn't matter, really, but that they shouldn't be exasperating with their fucking bullshit being assholes. Literally, the outright has swept through Facebook and other places, and you know what Facebook had to say about it? Mark Zuckerberg thought it was a bad idea because then that means everybody's speech, but you fucking put me in jail for calling you out. That's why I blocked him on Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg cannot see my fucking anything on Facebook because I blocked him. We always were racist before World War II. Of course, this is a stolen country. What are you talking about? After the black man was poorly freed, they would steal their children and use them for alligator bait and for games like Hit the N-Word Baby, where they would throw a ball at the baby's stomach after forcing the mom to breastfeed it. You know when they would play these games? At picnics. And also, you know what else they would do at these picnics with their children and families after going to church and baseball games? They would pick out a poor fucking black person, parade them around town, and fucking lynch them. So, yeah, we were. But you see, the Spanish who came here and started the whole thing, because it wasn't the English, it really was the Spanish. And the thing is that Pocahontas, whose name was Matoka, not Pocahontas, did not just go off with some fucking older man at 9 years old. She was stolen. Okay? Secondly, the worst thing the natives ever did was not slaughter every motherfucker that showed up. Hands down. She was the first abducted Native American woman. First and not last. And got fucked as a child by an adult man and had babies by the time she was 12. But she also died from the flu because white people and Spanish people brought disease. Not just on accident, but on purpose. Because she didn't have a flu shot, guys. That's why. She went to another continent, and her body couldn't handle it. So when she got the fucking flu from some white piece of shit laying on top of her and seizing for 8 seconds, she fucking died. A horrible death, mind you. You know, Hitler had the right idea. He just put the wrong people in the oven. And the worst thing they ever did... Oh, yeah. See, if I had been a chief and that had been me, I would have lured them off their ship and murdered every motherfucking one of them. But they were kind. They were naive. Humans are warring. That's who we are. But don't ever sit here and clutch your motherfucking pearls and be like... This isn't who we are, but yes, yes, it is. It's exactly who you are. You just wrapped it up in fucking plastic and bubble wrap and put a fucking cross on it. Well, you know, white hoods turned to red hats. And the thing is that South lost and they failed to rise. They're never going to rise. I hear about civil war all the time. But really, what would you do? Fucking morons. You're morons. You're just dumb. Listen here. If you want to take your genes out of the gene pool, fuck yeah. We need less of you motherfuckers. Anti-vaxxers? That's what I have to say. If you don't want to get your vaccine, awesome. Just don't go to the hospital when you're sick. Let someone else who actually needs that bed, who deserves it, because you don't, get it, because you're stupid. You're too stupid to survive, so get your genes out of the gene pool. Don't take the vaccine. Someone else needs it. Yeah, see, that sucks because you live with that person, but as long as you're vaccinated, you can carry it. That's the problem. See, my mom got vaccinated, thank God. You know, I'm vaccinated. My daughter is the only person in the house who's not vaccinated. And that's the scariest part. But I guess putting all them Q-tips in Oklahoma in her mouth at the Dollar General helped. Yeah, that's why. They don't have a vaccine yet for her. I'm going to give it to her as soon as it comes. And my daughter's autistic. And I'll tell you, she wasn't like that until her 9-month shot. She was amazing and ahead of her time. I don't know what happened, but my daughter's vaccinated up to this point. So I'm going to back her for the disease because I care about my kids. I hope so. I think it's going to be out in 2 months. She is 6 now, and she's almost 40 pounds. She's almost 4 feet tall. So, I mean, she's strong. She took that shit like a trooper, man. You know, we've been very careful. I've left jobs. If it's unsafe, I can't do it. Like, I'm dying right now. I'm dying right now because I'm living off the last bit of my tax money, and I'm trying to find jobs, but it's really difficult to find anything that you can do without being in contact with people, because I can still bring it home. Like, the right one. You know, there's another one. You know, that's what I was saying. I knew this was going to happen as soon as I heard. And, you know, we've been talking about this for a couple weeks now. I've been trying, man, and I try and make her wear a mask, and she's autistic, so she doesn't really understand why she needs to do it. She does try, and I bet you her. She really does try, but she, you know, she's a kid. My daughter is having to wear shoddy medical equipment to just live a basic life. We don't go anywhere unless we have to, and if we do, it's masked up. It really sucks. Like, I want to stay in my house because I want to. I don't stay in my house because I have to. I'm not on house arrest anymore. This isn't fair. I don't know. I feel like that there's a lot wrong with this world, and that begins with humans. And it's going to end with humans. But the good thing is there's no heaven or hell after this. You keep recycling until you learn your lesson, and then you finally get off this matrix planet, whatever the fuck it is. So, but I think 2012 calendar was right. I think something did happen. We're in the upside down now. Wrong is right. Right is wrong. Good is bad. Bad is good. Being nice is dumb. I don't know. I was taught to give to the poor and feed the hungry and all that Christian crap. You know what I always say? There's no hate like Christian love. We want you to have that kid, right? But don't you dare need any help. No food stamps, nothing. You better not ask for health care, okay? Go work for your $7 an hour, Karen. All right? On your fifth baby and fourth daddy. Okay? Get off her, John. The best part is, though, guess what, guys? And I'm sorry for some of you. Climate change, get this, not only is it going to make men shorter, but currently, right now, it's making their sperm less potent. Maybe that's why they're extra hateful. So, in other news, I faced my captor in August, and I'm sorry, it's being pushed to October, near my birthday, just in time to ruin it with more PTSD. Fucking piece of shit. He got COVID finally after lying about it for so many times. But yeah, my kidnapper's in the hospital. He's not in the infirmary, I judge. So now our court date, that I've been served twice by the police who are afraid to knock at my door. Literally? We're doing this? Why didn't he just take the fucking plea? Did he think that I wasn't going to come out of my fucking house? You summoned me. I'm coming. In fact, it said if I didn't go, I was going to be fucking put in jail. Why am I going to jail? You said I didn't have to come. And I asked them, do I have to show up? They're like, no. So now I have to. And I took my judge out. Now my hair is green. I don't know what to do. because I don't have green dreads right now. I have to sit down and fucking create that shit. So I don't know what to do. Maybe wear a wig or something, or just wear the most. I was going to dress up like a Lisa Frank poster piece on me, but now I'm kind of, like, rethinking. Thank you. I'm going to do the Roots purple. I was going to do a witch costume this year that is, like, super elaborate and is going to be, like, outdoing myself, which I know is quite possible. I can do this. But now with my hair like this, I'm like, maybe I should just do a dual event and still just, like, combine the two universe duels. It'd be like Joker's face, like, stapled to mine. So I think I might just do that. I don't know what I'm going to wear to court. I was going to dress up, like, colorful and, like, an eyesore. But it requires my hair, which I don't have anymore. I changed my look for some reason. Like, I wanted green hair. I did it, and I like it. And it looks, I feel like an Oompa Loompa. Even though I don't have orange tones, I'm more of a brown, red, olive color, because I don't burn. Like, I have native and all that, and, like, black and neon mix. So I have these weird colors that happened to me when I tan. So, I mean, I turned brown, but I had, did I eat any cheese? How'd you know? I did on my chili, actually, a little bit. I feel like my green hair washes me out in sunlight, and then, like, in this one, I think it's because this light is orange, I feel like an Oompa Loompa. So, but I don't know. I'm definitely feeling the dual event, though, because I get referred to as Harley Quinn a lot, and I am not Harley Quinn at all. I'm not good at being an abused woman. I'm not good at being a submissive woman. Not at all. And that's why my ex is with the girl that he's with now. Yeah, I just wouldn't want to be her. The one that tried to have me killed, yeah. My baby daddy tried to have me murdered. My guy who was so angry with me because I wouldn't be with him because he's a junkie. That them two got together to try and get rid of me after stealing, like, $11,000 out of my account. And that's okay, because I'm on it. And then there's more people involved, and I got 3 out of the 6 people, hackers. So, the one guy sent him photos of his children with little red circles around their heads. I know where I live. I know where they go to school. I know where they went to fucking basketball camp this summer. I've just been really lazy. Because I know if I go there now, I might do something crazy. So I'm trying to plan that one out. But he continuously fucks with me, so it's like at war all the time. But yeah. This country sucks. This planet doesn't want us here. And your government is definitely trying to get rid of most of you, just to let you know. There can only be 500 billion people left on the planet. Look it up. It's called the Georgia Guidestones. Agenda 21 is real, y'all. And it's 2021. So I guess we were starting that. What is it called? I bought it for my friend. Yeah, it's on the tip of my tongue. The Illuminati game card. The game card? Illuminati game card? The card game? Illuminati card game, I'm sorry. Google it. They're made in the 80s and 90s, and they display some fucking shit, like, on these cards that are supposed to have this. So, yeah. Agenda 21 I found out about in 2012, and I've always been keeping my eye on it, and then the Georgia Guidestone showed up. It, like, really made me, it piqued my interest. So then I also lived near the Denver airport, And all the murals in the Denver airport were very revelation-like in the Bible, very Armageddon-ish, and had a lot of clues. Definitely look into it. I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I've been watching stuff along the way, and I've been seeing stuff like the fucking statue there. That horse is the most demonic fucking horse I've ever seen. There's Hart also in Colorado, which I also live near that. That's a fucking thing, and they create weather with that. We watched weather happen in the middle of Gulf of Mexico today on TV. My mom's like, oh, it's vent. No, probably not. Possible. Plausible, but it looks more like seeded clouds to me. What if we're not getting enough devastation, like there's a quota or something? Just indulge me here. What if they're truly trying to fuck shit up right now and are finding every which way to get rid of us because we've used all of our resources and they have to get rid of the majority of the people because if this does exist, then martial law will be called. So when martial law is called, they have to have less people. Today, I received a video from someone, and it always freaks me out because I just said this to my mom. I noticed military movement with very large MBRAT vehicles and other things that I've never seen before. New machines I've never seen before. Like, could drive down your street without really causing much of a ruckus and easily maneuverable. This guy sent me video of trains moving a lot of tanks across the Dakotas. There's a lot of things going on, and my fear is right now is that we're going to be knocking down these laws and make protesting illegal, take away voting rights and women's right to fucking object to being pregnant by a douchebag. If we don't want a kid, we shouldn't have to have one, especially when we can't even afford the hospital bill. So if you want to help kids, vote for people who want to feed them, you dumb fuck. Stop trying to tell women what to do with their fucking bodies to make yourself feel important. Freedom of religion means it's against my religion to do XYZ, so I can't do it. It's not, it's against my religion, so you can't do it. That's not how that works. Go move to North Korea, stupid fuck. God, I hate you people. Christian people are the worst. Fucking worst people to serve, worst people to cook for, worst people to clean for, worst people to fucking be around, honestly. Worst people I've ever been around. I've never really been around good Christians these days. Not in fucking Florida, no. And not really in Oklahoma either. It was a really bad one. Ones over here in Volusia County, they tried gathering all of us kids up in a bus and forcing us to sit down in a church and be brainwashed. My mom pulled us out of that shit. So I think all of this shit is for a reason. I think that there's going to be another pandemic happening along with this one that's already happening. We're going to have more disease come up because there's not enough of us dying. 815,000 people right now? We're close to 1 million fucking people just here. And we haven't made a fucking dent, dude. Think about that. Think about that. You know what's even crazier? What's even crazier is this, that we're going to have a solar storm. And it could happen any time, but we've had them before, but we didn't notice. And when they're happening, we have a lot of problems. But the first time when it happened, we didn't have the technology that we have today. So when this happens, shit like planes are going to fall out of the sky, literally. Everything's going to stop working. People who are trapped in jail behind those metal doors, because it's metal doors now controlled by computers. Guess what? They're going to die in there because there's no way to get out. Have they even thought about this, the prison? How are you going to get them out in emergency? Generators only work so long, and even so, the generators aren't going to work. There will be no electricity when this happens. When all this, when the storm, the solar storm happens, it's going to affect everything. And that, it's going to happen very shortly, but it's going to be massive this time. So we have all these things lining up. Why can't we just have an asteroid hit us and get it over with? I don't know, man, but I say this. Live life the best that you can. And if you can fight the good fight, fight it. But most of this is pretty much over. Just love how you can and be the best person that you can be. Be yourself. Do whatever the fuck you want within reason. Because all this is pretty much, I mean, the rich people have been preparing for all of this. They've been getting bunkers and all this stuff set up. Shit, did anybody miss the house that was being built that was supposedly just a single-family home? I want to say supposedly where they're saying the new D.C. will be after the one-world government happens. It was, like, in Tennessee or something. And, like, it's a house that's bulletproof and is supposed to withstand, like, winds and seas and all this shit. It's supposedly going to be the new White House. No one fucking heard about this shit. Goddamn. Dude, like, before they really, really took away the possibilities of getting into the real internet, before Tor, before The Onion, before all that other shit, before Yandex, we were able to access things in the internet in places that maybe we had no business being in. But, I mean, traveling in those circles that I did growing up in the 90s and just, like, hacking into shit because I'm a hacker, I've been to some very scary corners of the internet. I've watched a lot of things. You know, now that I think about it, it's very desensitizing. It desensitizes you. Like, what they're doing on TV the other day, they had it on the fucking news. A bio company that does biological fucking shit. They chipped. Okay. Many, many moons ago, I caught wind of this thing going around about a chip being smaller than a grain of rice, an RFID chip. We have all this in all of everything, right? But this is supposed to go inside you, like in your hand. So these people did it for the company, and they put it on TV. Because they're normalizing it. My dad used to say all the time that these things are going to happen, that water was going to be worth more than gold, that people would be fighting over space, over water, over things that were just basic commodities. Because we can't drink oil, dum-dum. So while the aliens that run this world are pillaging this place for all its minerals, this experiment has gone awry. And if there's a God in all this, where the fuck is he? And he's forgotten us. Maybe he never cared. Maybe God just aren't our bitches. I don't think God do anything. And, yeah, sure, there's lots of beings out there. I've seen plenty. But they're not your bitch. If you should be so lucky to get grace to buy one, it's exactly that. They're not your bitch. They don't care about us. Gods don't care about us. And God is the only word for aliens, stupid. God doesn't live here. Jesus wasn't a person. If he existed, he was an alien. So you believe in aliens then. And you worship an alien, right? This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. We didn't come from Adam and Eve. Moron. That's a lot of sister and daughter fucking. Mom fucking. Do you understand? They had two sons. Went into the land of Nod. God damn it. Fucking sheep. I need to roll another joint. All of this makes my head hurt. But you know what doesn't make my head hurt or doesn't keep me up at night? Immigrants don't. People coming over the border do not keep me up at night. They just want to live a life and make money like everyone else and raise their kids and not be killed, possibly. But you know, white power. Fucking piece of shit country. I fucking hate this place. But there are a lot of cool people here. But unfortunately, we're stuck with, well, a majority of people who are stupid as fuck and won't get their goddamn vaccination. So, I don't know. Some of you are dumb. And I saw Lil Pump's new video why is this person still a thing, and why is he making music? This is the problem. We have a problem, America. Wake up. You're stupid, and you're an abused woman. I swear to God, Joe Jordan, I thought you, I looked over to the side, I swear to God, I thought that said Joe Rogan. I'm like, what? So fuck? And they did that shit again. Because I don't have a fucking thing on here. So I just unplugged it. Fuck that. So that's safe. Yeah, that's safe. So anyhow, that's the tea for today. Fuck the government. And teachers have no fucking experience or knowledge in triage. I need to stick to teaching, not being a fucking nurse in the middle of a school shooting. Also, why can't we just have less of those? Oh, yeah, that's right, because it would, you know, cost someone money if it were to stop. But because it's continuing, it makes a lot more money than they would make if it stopped. Don't save kids from abortion because they'll just get shot at school later or have to be on welfare or have to be subjected to all kinds of abuse because anyone who can sit there and get an abortion does not need a child in the first place. Having a child is not like having a puppy or a doll, and it's a life and death situation. I know that from experience. Take it from a person who's had a great baby shackled to a bed in prison. Women aren't your bitch either. We don't owe you nothing. We don't need dick. Dick needs us. We can literally get ourselves off. And now with the CRISPR, we can get pregnant without men also. And edit out the genes that we don't want. We can have designer babies. But we're already doing it. Eugenics is part of the Agenda 21 thing, where they only have certain people. Now, after a while, it won't be, oh, you get raped, you're pregnant, well, you're going to have it. No, by then, it'll be only certain people will be allowed. But after, by then, we'll have the workforce going, and then you're going to be born into indentured poverty. It's slavery with extra steps. But, again, if you don't have kids, you shouldn't have an opinion on what happens to a woman's body, ever. And even if you can, it's still not your fucking business. You're not going to feed that kid. You're not going to make sure that kid has a house or education or anything else. So why the fuck does it matter to you? It's just all about control. And this is the problem with religion these days. It's only for control. The stupid, the less evolved, the easily manipulated. See, the problem is, just like dead people who don't know they're fucking dead, it only hurts us that they're dead. The same thing with stupid people. They don't know they're fucking dumb, so it hurts the rest of us for dealing with you. Well, as you can tell, we've got 90 seconds left on the show. I usually take Tuesdays off. But I've had such a great productive school week, and I was running from my cat this morning playing tag, and he was going to get me. So I fell over a fucking whole-ass couch. Like, you might as well have picked me up and thrown me. It was not great. So my fucking feet fell down. So I figured I would get on and do some switching. Hopefully, someone goes and gets their vaccination after seeing this. And, stop making decisions for other people because it's not your business. If my daughter wants to change herself to a guy, it feels like, Mom, I'm a boy. So I'm going to identify as male and I want to be a boy. Guess what? It's not your fucking business. It's hers. And if my kid gets pregnant, guess what, motherfuckers? It's coat hanger o'clock and that boy better run. His parents, too. Because he ain't going to have no goddamn kids. No. When I'm dead, she can have fucking kids, okay? And I'm pretty sure anyone that has relations with her when she's an adult is probably committing a crime because she's, like, years behind. So that's one thing I got going for me, is my kids mentally behind in the age factor. So she's going to be smoking hot, and I'm going to have a lot of weapons. Because I'm a single mom, and I'm going to have to chase off every fucking douchebag. He didn't call me back. Well, that's because he's a douchebag, but really, he's in my trunk. Anyways, so, love you all. Wear your fucking mask over the nose, idiot. Also, if you can smell any sort of scent or anything through the mask, it's not going to stop COVID. It also gets in your eyes, on your hair, and in your skin. So before you enter your house, you should take all your clothes off, put them into a bag, and go wash. That's a leader. So, I love you all. Fuck you, Donald Trump and the GOP, Ron DeSantis and Abbott, and all the rest of you fucking pieces of shit. And honestly, it doesn't matter who's president. It's all going to be the same because that's what makes the money. Also, most people have to die, so... Get used to it, Buttercup. It's going to be just us soon. Us against them. And you know, that's what y'all are forgetting. It's you against them. But they got you going against each other and they took all your cookies. So, I'll be on tomorrow. I'm finishing up my school week and I should have a free weekend. And since I'm jogging so, I'll be on here a lot. Bye. That is a tea, everyone, and so sorry for dropping the microphone. I can't believe that happened all the time. I don't have my thing in a case right now. So you heard it. I said it, and I'll be back tomorrow. Wear your hair. Wear your hand. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Black Lives Matter. I hope you all have a fantastic evening, and remember to stick it to the man. Bye.